As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everybody, and how are you all doing? The draft, now just less than 48 hours away, or right around 40 hours away. I guess it depends when you're listening to this, but bottom line, the draft is basically here. It is finally time to see who the Eagles are going to draft with their first round pick, with their second and third round pick. And then during Go Birds Radio on Saturday, yes, there will be Go Birds Radio, we'll be breaking down the late round picks. As of now, they only have fourth and fifth round picks. We'll see if they trade back in. But regardless, where this all comes to is, it is time for my first and only mock draft. And I might become a one and only mock draft guy. I remember early in my career, I used to love doing mock drafts. I used to do version 12, 14, 5, like as many mock drafts as you could do, I would do them. I loved them. I don't know if it's because I'm older now, I'm a veteran of the game. I don't know what it is. I'm not as big into mock drafts as I used to be, at least doing them, I should say. I still love reading them. And maybe I'll become a one mock draft guy. I do think there is some nice emphasis to when you only release one mock draft. Like, here's what I think. Like, I think Peter Schrager does this, where he does the one mock draft. And so with that in mind, today, I am going to go over my one and only Eagles mock draft, a projection for each pick that they currently have in the draft. And I'll say this, it is ended up being a defensive heavy draft. So here's how I went about this. And I do think when doing a mock draft, obviously the objective is to try to get them right, right? Like that is the objective. It is not who you want. It is who you think they will take. So to be clear, this is not who I want them to take. This is who I think they will take. And I think one thing is pretty clear. When you're trying to project who the Eagles will draft, the best way to go about this is not to go for like what position they need, where a guy might go. All that matters for sure. But there are two things that matter a lot when projecting who the Eagles will draft. One, did they take a top 30 visit? We've talked about this throughout this whole process, but it's worth repeating. If you take a top 30 to visit to the Eagles, you mostly end up being on the Eagles, whether that is through the draft or whether that's in free agency later. And obviously not mostly, but my point I'm making is if you come to Philadelphia and spend time with the Eagles, there's a good shot that you end up on the Eagles. So in making this draft, I picked players that exclusively visited them. So every single player on this list was a top 30 visit to the Eagles. Because if you look at last year's draft, I'm pretty sure every single player on that list was a top 30 visit for him. So bottom line is, if you're trying to get this right, you are projecting off of guys that visited for the top 30. So that is criteria number one for me. Criteria number two for me is their real athletic score. Anthony DeBono, mispronounced that name, but did a really good article talking about how much they value the real athletic score. If you look, 17 of their last 21 picks have had a real athletic score of 8-0 8.0 or above. So it's something they value. They want athletes, right? Now, not every player has an RAS score, but I picked athletes or I picked guys that have high RAS scores. That's it. So those were the deal-breaking criteria for me. One, did they visit? Two, do they have a good athletic score? And then after that, I did value age in this. It's something we've talked about as we've done all our positional podcasts. The Eagles like to draft young players. It's a smart thing to do. It gives them more time to develop. So those are some things I focused on. So with that being said, let's dive into mock draft 1.0, the only mock draft by Elliot. So, okay. I was going to do this in reverse orders to build up suspense, but I feel like that's just a silly way to do a mock draft. So let's talk about the most important pick, pick number 32. So there are, for me, three players most likely to be their first pick the Eagles make in the draft: Walter Nolan, Donovan Ezeraku, or Nick Scowerton. And we'll talk about Nick Scowerton in a few minutes. But the reason I think those three are the most likely, they play positions that the Eagles are looking for. They all visited the Eagles, and they're all great athletes. And they're all somewhat projected to go right around where the Eagles are going to pick. So I thought a lot about Donovan Ezeraku. I'll be honest, Walter Nolan and Donovan Ezeraku went back and forth on this list as the guy I most likely think is going to be the first round pick. And I do think Donovan Ezeraku has a really good chance. Donovan Ezeraku looks like he's going to be drafted somewhere between 20 and 26. Probably not going to make it to 32. You never know, but probably not going to make it to 32. So I think he's a trade up candidate. And he checks so many boxes for him. But ultimately, I landed on Walter Nolan, defensive tackle out of Ole Miss, as my official pick or projection as to who I think is most likely to be an Eagle at the end of night one. So why did I land on Walter Nolan? Well, first, he did visit the Eagles, so that's a big one. He does not have an RAS score, but every scouting report you read about him, all the video you watch of him, he's clearly a very good athlete. And if you look at his measurables, 6'3", 290 pounds, he is similar measurements to Jalen Carter. So Jalen Carter coming out of the draft, let me pull this up here. Jalen Carter in the draft he was 6'3", 314 pounds. He had 33.5-inch arms, and his hands were 10.25-inch, right? Walter Nolan, 6'3". He's 296, but I'm not tripping over 10 pounds. I think they'll be able to put that on him. 78-inch wingspan, so we don't have Jalen Carter's wingspan, but 78-inch wingspan, similar arm length, 32-inch arms, Jalen Carter, 33-inch arms, and then similar size hands. So just honestly, when you just look at pictures of them, they look similar. But also, when you look at the measurables, you look at their athletic profile, I think they're similar players athletically. So I think the Eagles are going to view Walter Nolan as a player the rest of the league is undervaluing. And we'll see. Maybe he ends up going in the top 15. But so many mock drafts have him going outside the top 20. And it just seems like for the player that he is, he's not getting the type of draft buzz that he should. So why do I like Walter Nolan? But more importantly, why do I think the Eagles will like him? First of all, 21 years old, turns 22 in October. So he checks the age box, right? He gets the baby emoji for me. So he's a four emoji player. We're going to do that in this one. So he gets the baby emoji, only 21 years old, won't be 22 till October. So you get, he's not 23, 24 like some older rookies in this draft class. Really quick first step. You just read about him, but also watch him. He does explode off the line of scrimmage. And that is something the Eagles really, really value in their defensive linemen, an explosive first step, an ability to simply get off the ball quicker than everyone else. And Walter Nolan does have that. Now, his pass rush numbers are not terrible, but they're not great either. So he had 25 hurries in 2024, which for a defensive tackle is pretty good. 6.5 sacks in 2024, also a good number for a defensive tackle. But over the last 25 games, 10.5 sacks, good, not great. 23 tackles for a loss. He gets into the backfield. That's encouraging. And he has one forced fumble, but average only 2.5 pressures per game in 2024. You would hope that's going to be better. So I think Walter Nolan, they will view this way. One, I think he's a potential trade-up candidate. So if he falls and they want to move up, I think they'll view him as a steal. And I would almost guarantee there is somebody they have a, he is someone they have a first round grade on. And we know they don't have 32 first round picks or first round grades. So if they're going to go up and get someone in the mid 20s, it'll be someone they have a first round grade on. And I do think Walter Nolan could be that guy. So I think they'll view him as a player the league's not valuing enough. They'll view him at an important position, and that can't be stressed enough. Like I know they're not going to chase a position, but they need a pass rusher next to Jalen Carter for the long run. I think Moro Jamo has a chance to be a very good pass rushing defensive tackle, but I don't think you can go into next year with your defensive tackles being Jordan Davis and Moro Jamo next to Jalen Carter. So I do think Walter Nolan could really open up Jalen Carter's game. And I also think it's very, very important that they find somebody that other offensive lines have to worry about. Maybe that ends up being Nolan Smith. It could be. Maybe that ends up being Jalix Hunt. That's certainly a possibility. But I think right now Jalen Carter is in for a season where he is getting the sole attention of that opposing offensive line. And if you put Walter Nolan next to him in pass rushing situations, it makes Jalen Carter a better player. It makes Walter Nolan a better player. It makes Nolan Smith a better player. It makes everyone on the defense a better player. And the combination of Carter and Nolan could end up being the best defensive tackle group in the NFL. So I think that just, this is the player the Eagles are most likely to take when you put all that into consideration. I think they're more likely to trade up than stay at 32, and I don't think they are likely to trade back. So Walter Nolan, for me, would be the first pick that I think they're most likely to take, and that's why in the only version of my mock draft, he is the projected pick at number 32. So next up, I think the board, and I will say this too for the first round as well, but I do think the board going into this draft seems to be breaking the Eagles way. Seems like Malachi Starks is falling. Walter Nolan is falling. Donovan Azaraku is falling. I feel like the tight ends are falling a little bit. It just seems to me like things are breaking the Eagles way heading into this draft. And so with that being said, looking over a few mock drafts, to me, this is maybe a bit of a reach, but I do think he could be someone that's similar to Cooper DeJean. They can't believe is there in the middle of the second round and they trade up for him. And I'm not going to trade away a later pick in this draft because that feels pointless in the spirit of a mock draft. But I think a player they could trade up for in the second round and my projected second round pick for the Eagles, because frankly, he could just be there at 64. But my projected pick for the second round is Nick Scowerton, defensive end out of Texas A&M. So the Eagles go back-to-back defensive linemen to start the draft. And I think that's a smart strategy overall. I'm not reaching for a safety. I'm not reaching for an offensive guard. I'm trying to just take the best players, but also I'm happy piling up on the defensive line. And that gives them a lot of different options at defensive line if they go and add Walter Nolan and Nick Scowerton. I think, A, obviously they'll both make the team. But you look at the defensive tackle room, then all of a sudden you have Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and Walter Nolan, and Moro Ojamo. You feel good about those four. And then obviously some potential UDFAs or other free agents they could bring in. And then if they go out and they add Nick Scowerton, you have Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Nick Scowerton, and in my opinion, Azeez Ojulari as your four main defensive tackles moving forward. And then you have some intriguing guys. You still have Bryce Huff. You know, who knows what he could do in his second year with the team. Josh Uche that they signed. They'll probably add edges in this draft outside of just Nick Scowerton if that's who they end up selecting. So I think adding these young players to your defensive line is a smart move by the Eagles. And so in the second round, I project their pick to be Nick Scowerton out of Texas A&M. Yes, he did visit the Eagles, doesn't have an RAS score, and I don't think he's viewed as good of an athlete as Walter Nolan is, but 6'4", 280 pounds, only 20 years old, doesn't turn 21 until August. So definitely has the youth box, right? He is someone that has time to develop. And what I really like about him is he doesn't have the athletic profile, again, that a Walter Nolan or a James Pierce Jr. does. But he does have an elite set of pass rush moves coming to the NFL. He comes with a plan. And what I really think is so important for edges in the NFL, and the players I talk to in the locker room, like not always edges, but like Milton Williams, Nolan Smith too has talked about this, is having a plan to attack a rusher. In college, so often, players are just big enough and strong enough and fast enough that they can rush past these offensive tackles. Like some of the better edge prospects that get drafted in the first round are just great athletes. But then they get to the NFL and they realize they have to have a plan of attack to get to the quarterback. Nick Scowerton already has a plan of attack. He has a good set of pass rush moves, has a really nice spin move, also wins with power. Not as quick, again, doesn't have like that electric first step off the line of scrimmage, but I do think he has really good bend. That's something you read about in his profile. Again, you go and you watch some of the highlights, and you can see him bending around some of these offensive tackles. So like I said, athletically, he's not like the ideal candidate. His arm length isn't really great. He has short arms for being 6'4", but only 20 years old, really good set of pass rush moves. And I just think that he's someone they might consider at 32. Like I said, I honestly almost had them just take him at 32. I think there's a good argument that if you took the Bet Parks app out, that the best player to place money on for the first pick would be Nick Scowerton, just because he checks the trade back box. So I think at 64, he could potentially be there, but I think he's more of a trade up option in the second round. So Nick Scowerton, for me, you get the edge there. You got the defensive tackle with the first two picks. If they can come away with Walter Nolan and Nick Scowerton, man, that would be an outstanding start to the draft. Okay, the third pick, they stay on the defensive side of the ball. And the pick is Jacob Parrish, cornerback out of Kansas State. He did visit the Eagles. He had a real athletic score of 8.8, so a good athletic score. 21 years old, just turned 21 in February. So he'll be 21 his entire rookie year. Now, here's why I have them drafting him. A, just like the personality. You watch interviews that he did, you read about him, you watch highlights of him like between snaps. He is a tough personality, competitive nature guy. He gets the dog emoji for having the dog mentality. I would guess when he visited with Nick, that Nick loved Jacob Parrish. He just seems like the type of player Nick would want on his team. So he has tough personality. He has elite track speed. So he has long speed. He's quick. He gets out of, it's not his cuts, I guess, but like he reacts well. Like he has a good jump, kind of like how Quinyon did. Quinyon, when you're reading a route, he has a good like initial burst to get to the ball. Jacob Parrish has that. Now, the concern is he's only 5'10", 191 pounds. So he is undersized, and that is a concern. But what I do like is he's really good in press man coverage. He's used to going up against larger receivers. There's a lot of tape of him being physical against bigger receivers and winning reps against bigger receivers, which is definitely a positive. My concern about this would be, so he does project as a slot corner. I think like they want to keep Cooper in the slot, but I think Jacob Parrish does still offer position versatility. I know the scouting reports say he can't play on the outside, and he is undersized. But you just look at the competitive nature, 5 interceptions the last 2 years. He makes plays on the football. He's a good tackler. So I think in that way, like he's better on the outside. Let me phrase it this way, and I'm fumbling this. He is a good tackler. But I think to play on the inside, you have to be a great tackler. Cooper DeJean is a great tackler. He is able to play in the box and make tackles. I don't think that Jacob Parrish's game. So I think he projects on the outside there too. And last year, he predominantly played outside. 470 snaps out wide, only 91 snaps in the slot. So I think, A, they would probably like to get a cornerback in this year's draft. They like Keeley, but I don't think they love Keeley. And they have Adoree Jackson, who I think they're comfortable with as a top backup and would start him if needed. But I think they'd prefer to have like a stud young rookie come in and win that job. And then you pair Parrish with Quinyon and Cooper DeJean. And that's a really good cornerback trio to have moving forward. So he gets the good athletic score. He visited. I think he probably was awesome in his interview with Nick. And he has some position versatility, and he's a great athlete. So Jacob Parrish checks a lot of the boxes, what the Eagles will look for in one of their top three picks, and really with their draft picks overall. So next up, we have the 4th-round pick as well as 3 5th-round picks, but we're going to get into that on the other side. So next up, we're going to project who they take in the 4th round. But first, a word from our sponsors. Okay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, the toughest part about projecting picks in like the fourth and fifth round is it just leaves you so open to everyone going, oh, you idiot, you thought he would go here and he went, like, it's hard to tell what's going to happen on draft night. And with this player especially, I think it's hard to get a read on where he could go. But in the fourth round, I have the Eagles taking safety Jalen Reed out of Penn State, a player that honestly, when you take into account value, like, I would love this pick in the fourth round. I like Walter Nolan. I like Nick Skowerton. They'd be two really good picks. I don't know if either of them represent like a ton of value. The Eagles probably would view it that way. I don't view it as a ton of value. Jalen Reed, I think, would be great value in the fourth round. So Jalen Reed, yes, he visited the Eagles. He had a real athletic score of 9.08, so he has outstanding athletic score. 6 foot, 210 pounds, 22 years old. He doesn't turn 23 until January, so he'll get almost his entire rookie year at 22 years old. He had an awesome final season, 100 tackles, 3 interceptions, 2.5 sacks. And what I really liked, first you just watch him. He's a big hitter and a good tackler. I think an issue with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson at the time was he was a big hitter, but he wasn't a great tackler. And that made him a bit of a liability as the final line of defense when they were playing a single high. We saw that multiple times, but like the game against Green Bay, right? When he's the last line of defense in open space, Chauncey's just not a good tackler. Jalen Reed is a good tackler. So I think the Eagles will really like that about him. Outstanding special teams player. So at this point of the draft, you have to be able to play special teams. And Jalen Reed would be an outstanding special teams player. So I really like he's a big hitter, a good tackler, great special teams player. But what really made me think he would be a great pick here and why I'm guessing the Eagles really like him is almost every scouting report you read about him talks about how much tape he watches. A really good football IQ, because he's not like the best athlete. Like, he's strong and he's a big hitter, but he's not the best athlete. He's probably going to be better off in a two high safety, which Eagles play quite a bit, as opposed to a single high safety look. So not like sideline to sideline speed, at least in my opinion. We'll see. But what does help him have better speed is that he is a really good football. He has really good football IQ. And so at safety, I need my safety processing what's happening, seeing the play, helping to get guys in position, having good communication with, in this case, Reed Blankenship on what they're seeing. And I think Jalen Reed brings that. The Penn State defense was really good. He was a key part of it. I think in the fourth round, Jalen Reed, as a guy that could come in, and he would not like automatically get the job over Sidney Brown. If they draft Malachi Starks or Nick Emenwori or maybe Xavier Watts in the second round, those guys are getting the job over Sidney Brown. They're not going to sit their first round pick. We saw that with Quinion last year. Like, they're obviously not going to sit a high draft pick. Jalen Reed is the fourth round pick. I think A, could contribute to special teams right away, but I think it's good enough to push Sidney. I think it's absolutely good enough to push Sidney Brown. Hope you guys checked out our interview with Brian Dawkins that we posted. And in that, he talked about Sidney's issue is he needs to stop going 1,000 miles an hour and he needs to start like processing a little more what he's seeing. And as a result of going so quick, he sometimes misses tackles. I mean, we've seen that. We saw it in college. I think in the NFL at times he's done that. So Jalen Reed, to me, not the athlete Sydney is, but I think that he has more of a, and I shouldn't say Sydney doesn't have a good football IQ, but I think Jalen Reed has a really good football IQ. So in the fourth round, I project they take Jalen Reed, the safety, out of Penn State. Okay, fifth round, they finally go on the offensive side of the ball. I'll say at the end, we'll talk about it, but there's going to be one position you'll notice I don't have them taking. But in the fifth round, with their first pick, pick 161, I project the Eagles take Jalen Travis, offensive tackle out of Iowa State. He has a real athletic score of 9.8. He is 6'8", 339 pounds. He just turned 23 years old. And yes, he visited. And we have a five emoji player on our hand right here. He gets the bell emoji for coming to Philadelphia, the star emoji because he's one of my favorite prospects in the draft. But what makes him a great prospect is not only just the size, 6'8", 339 pounds, but he is an outstanding athlete. 6'8", long arms, quick feet. He's a former basketball player. He used to, he comes from a family of basketball players, and he moves out there like he's a basketball player. He doesn't look like a kind of plodding offensive tackle that you'll see. He is ultra athletic. And what I love this is, so in The Beast, it wrote, "The earth rumbles when he moves, but has basketball feet." If that was on an application to Jeff Stoutland U, they are accepting that player into the university. And I think the Eagles will love to get Jalen Travis with Jeff Stoutland and see what Stoutland can turn Travis into. He's strong, good football IQ, fast, quick feet, like 6'8". He checks all the boxes. Absolutely checks all the boxes. He has position versatility. He played right tackle in 2022, left tackle in 2023 and 2024. So he's played on both sides of the line. He just seems like a Jeff Stoutland kind of guy. Now, the concern and why he drops is because he played at Princeton for 4 years, which is why he's a little bit older. And then he played at Iowa State. So he has never really played against top level competition. But I think with his athleticism and Jeff Stoutland, he's an awesome ball of clay to hand Jeff Stoutland. And I just think, like, now 23, he's a little older, so I don't know if he would qualify as, like, developed to be the next Lane. But I think you could develop him to be an outstanding swing tackle as a backup that could potentially play on either side if Lane or Mailata were to miss a few games. So if their first pick of the fifth round, I project Jalen Travis out of Iowa State. Okay, next up, this would be pick 165. I project the Eagles taking Tyler Barron, edge, out of Miami. So this would be a pick I would not like, but he visited. He has a real athletic score of 8.6. He's 6'5", 259 pounds, 23 years old. So again, a little on the older side, but not like 24 or 25. He had 5.5 sacks in 13 games last year, 28 hurries, 10 hits, 11.5 sacks in his last 25 games, and 22 tackles for loss over his last 25 games. Again, at 6'5", has an NFL body, room to put on muscle, long arms, good athlete. What I didn't like about him was that he was not good at the snap. You read it, you read the scouting reports, you watch him. He's just not quick getting off of the ball. And he's not even frankly good at reading the snap count, because false starts were an issue for him. The other thing I don't like about him is not a ton of pass rush moves. All the scouting reports, and even when you just watch him again, like you watch his sacks, they're not coming as a result of winning against a tackle. So 23, not good off the line, not a ton of pass rush moves. I don't like this pick, but they had him in the building. And so they must like something about him, or at least wanted to check him out. And I think when you combine, like, they want to get an edge in this year's draft. I think they'll get that early in the draft with Nick Scowerton, but if they don't, later they're going to try to find an edge, in my opinion. And because he came to Philadelphia, I think he makes a ton of sense as a late round pick for them. Again, not a pick I would make, but I think in the fifth round, look out for Tyler Barron as a potential option for the Eagles. Okay, as of now, and I think they'll probably end up adding picks, but as of now, the last pick in the mock draft, Kobe King, linebacker, Penn State, pick 168, fifth round, real athletic score of 8.02. He visited the Eagles, 6', 243 pounds, 22 years old, just turned 22 in January, so you get almost his full rookie year at 22 years old. Last year, an outstanding collection of stats here. 97 tackles, 18 and a half tackles for a loss, which is wild, 4.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble, 4 pass deflections. That is all over the field type of numbers. But what I really like about him as a fifth round pick is he has awesome special teams potential. I thought when I was reading him and watching him, it looked like the Oren Burks replacement, only a way younger version of Oren Burks. Now, as a special teamer, I think he could come in right away and help. The question would be, how does he project over the long run as a defensive player? So he played basically every single snap for Penn State last year. He played all 3 downs. He was a middle linebacker. He got guys in position. Like, he has good football IQ. Awesome against the run. At his athletic profile, at like, he's like a violent, quick mover that knocks guys. He like runs through guys when he tackles them. So he's very good against the run. Now, not great in coverage. I will say he did play every snap at Penn State, so they must have felt pretty comfortable with him in coverage. But he projects as not being great in coverage. I just think, though, you look at how they've helped Nakobe be better in coverage. I think with Zach Bond next to him, I think he's a good enough athlete to be good in coverage. It's just a matter of teaching him the coverage. And Vic Fangio and Nick Sirianni have shown to be really good at getting the best out of their players. So Kobe King, I think, is the Oren Burks replacement that comes in. He's ultra athletic, and he is an awesome depth piece for them, as opposed to being someone they want to put pressure on to start right away. So the one and only ESP 2025 mock draft: Walter Nolan at number 32, Nick Scowerton at pick 64, Jacob Parrish, the cornerback out of Kansas State at 96, Jalen Reed, the safety out of Penn State at 134, Jalen Travis, offensive tackle, Iowa State, pick 161, and then Tyler Barron, an edge out of Miami, pick 165, Kobe King, the final pick of the Eagles draft at 168. So you will notice in there, I don't have them taking an offensive, a tight end. Sorry, I finally let a yawn through, finally. But I don't have them taking a tight end. And the reason is, A, I just don't think they're going to take one in the first round. Maybe they will, but I don't think they will. And I really get the sense they are higher on their tight ends as a group than the outside is looking in. They still have Dallas Goedert. Now, I think they'll trade Dallas Goedert. I think Goddard's probably gone by the end of the draft. But I just think they would like to take a tight end. I don't think they feel a need to take a tight end. And as the draft played out and I did this, they just didn't end up taking one. It wasn't one there that I thought fit. So if they do take one, Colson Loveland is someone as a potential trade-up. I know Mason Taylor is a name they've been linked to, but I don't think they will take a tight end in the first 2 rounds. So that'll do it for the 2025 mock draft. Send me your mock drafts. I'd love to see who you think they're going to take. So shoot them on over to ESP at 940WIP.com. But as always, thank you for listening. He's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.